That's it, Freddy's. Fun Nights at Freddy's.
Just gonna let you finish that.
It's a good song.
Is it out of your system?
Yeah.
It's never out of your system. Welcome back to another episode of Out of the Sandbox. I'm Maru.
I'm Katie. And tonight we are gonna talk about a controversial game.
We are talking about Fortnite. Out of the Sandbox is a podcast where we share reviews written by people like you. Well, maybe not exactly like you. On each episode, we will pick a game and we will try to find some middle ground between the reviews we read here and our own experiences as players of the game.
We wanted to bring to everybody's attention that our podcast is now going to be 1 month old, which is awesome.
We just started this, you know, not knowing what we were doing. And look at us now.
We're a real podcast.
There are people actually listening to this, and we are very grateful.
We're excited and we're happy that y'all decided to listen and stay, and that y'all like our accents.
Oh, yeah. That was like most of the feedback we got. It was like, it was a good podcast. We loved the accents. And I was like, do I have an accent?
Well, yeah, we do. I mean, but we're at very different ends of the world, so.
We should tell them where we're from, because we've never said that before.
All right.
You're from the south, but I'm from the even southern south.
The not American south.
You come from deep in the woods, like Mothman.
I'm deep in the woods. I'm in the back roads of Virginia somewhere, so.
And I come from way down south in Argentina, the end of the world.
Which is wild. It's wild how we're here.
It is.
Considering, like, everything that's happened, it's wild.
Do you mean, like, the virus, the aliens, the killer wasps, or hornets? What was it?
Hornets.
Cool.
They're docile creatures.
2020 is kicking our ass.
Don't say that. We'll have to.
I'll have to
put a warning.
I can do that. I can.
We're
edit
PG.
That. For now, we don't know that.
Yeah.
We're still figuring that out.
Yeah. This is still a process.
So should we start with a game?
Yeah.
Are you an indie game developer? Do you have a video game in the making? We know how hard it is to promote your game with a low budget. So for all the small game developers out there, we would like to offer you what we can to help. Write to us at outofthesandbox@gmail.com and tell us about your project. You might just hear about your game in our next episode.
We're talking about Fortnite today. Yes. And I'm pretty sure most people know about Fortnite. And if you don't know, then you've at least spoke with someone or saw something or heard or smelled something.
It Fortnite. Sounds like it's like a rumor, something going on.
I know.
Well, the truth is there's a lot of people who know about Fortnite, but they don't know.
What
about Fortnite, like what it actually is. There's a lot of love and hate towards it. I mean, we were on Twitter just now and we started a little bit of a thing.
Yeah.
And it was like, do you love it or do you hate it?
Yeah. Fortnite is definitely one of those. It's popular because people either like it or people do love to hate it.
Oh, yeah. It's fun hating it.
It's fun to hate it, but it's also fun to play.
It is.
It's a fun game. But anyways, I'm going to get into like the gist of it. Most people know what Fortnite is. Most people know what it's about and all that. But I'm going to basically do a quick little, this is what it is.
Okay, sounds good.
So Fortnite is an online game made by Epic Games, and it was released in 2017. Most people only know about Fortnite for its free-to-play Battle Royale mode, but it also has two other modes, that is Fortnite Save the World and Fortnite Creative.
Co-op modes, right?
Yes. So, the Battle Royale is basically 100 people, or 99 to 100 people, are tossed into a match, and basically, you fight to the death.
Last man standing wins.
Yeah, or last team, last man.
The concept is really simple. It's just...
It is.
Kill and try not to get killed.
Pretty much. There's also a few things that make Fortnite stand out from other battle royales. Because, like, originally Fortnite wasn't supposed to be a battle royale. It was just supposed to be an online co-op. And then battle royales started to make a big, huge rise because of PUBG. And then Fortnite's just tagged along to that and became a juggernaut.
It's basically like PUBG meets Minecraft sort of thing. Because you can also build stuff.
Yes. You can build stuff, and also it stands out because it's free to play.
Yes.
Which is a big deal.
We're gonna get into that later.
Yes.
I feel like we are. But yeah.
So,
let's start with the reviews.
Alrighty.
I say we start with the bad reviews, and then we can redeem it a little bit.
Okay.
Do you want to start?
Yeah, I can. My review is 2 stars, and it is by Jupiter Pete. So, the name of the review is Addictive with Many In-Game Purchase Lures. I would agree with others about the age range of 13, 14 plus is right in my opinion. The violence is less of an issue for them in the constant in-app purchase lures that the game uses to suck money out of kids. Let's face it, most players are kids. My sons are both showing signs of addiction to it, willing to forego many other previously enjoyed activities in order to play. They will beg and plead for money for skins, new outfits, that don't give any play benefits other than being cool with their friends. The social aspects are the only redeeming features, as my sons do have fun chats with their friends while playing, but the overall cost makes me rue the day we let this into our house. We are now strategizing how to get rid of it. My advice, don't let it in your house. My kids have basically stopped playing all their other games. Also, the specialization of female characters should have no place in a modern game, and certainly not one being played by teens and preteens. You'd think the game designers would grow up and see the society we live in now.
Oh god, this doesn't sound good at all.
Thank you, Jupiter Pete.
Wow. Well, actually, I've seen that kind of review a lot.
Yeah.
And I feel, I was wondering if we should, like, include one of those. I'm glad I didn't, because you did.
Yes.
But,
Well, you know I would.
Yeah, of course. There's a lot of parents complaining about it.
Yeah.
And, well, you can see why.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people complaining about it. Like, I mean, Fortnite has caused divorces. It's caused breakups. I mean...
Addiction, apparently.
It...
Apparently, it's addictive.
Yes.
Should I read my review?
If you would like.
I actually have, like, one review and then another one that wasn't enough to be considered a full review, I think.
Right.
But I'm going to read both.
Okay.
If you let me.
No.
Oh, no.
You can't.
This review was written by unknown person 19, and it's 0 out of 10.
Oh, God.
And it says, "Whenever I hear the name of this game, I feel like I want to vomit. It's a crappy, cartoonish, unrealistic, kiddish PUBG copy with stupid, retarded dances.
Oh.
I see no reason for this garbage to be so popular. And no, I don't play this. I never downloaded it, and I never will.
Oh.
I'd rather buy Fallout 76 than playing this. I'll have to bleep myself.
You will.
At least this one is not a kid's game. They charge you to buy just the worst cosmetics in video game. Ugly characters and just some other stupid cosmetics. Fortnite is for kids. PUBG is for real men." There's a lot here for someone who hasn't played the game.
Yeah. Because
which is not fair.
No, and at the end of the day, a battle royale is a battle royale. I mean,
it's the same thing everywhere.
It's the same thing.
Yes. And here they talk about the crappy, cartoonish, unrealistic, kiddish look. And to be honest, I think that's one of the things that made it so popular.
Oh, yeah.
Between kids.
Because it's a battle royale game that stands out because so many battle royales came out at the same time. And then you've got this one that's cartoonish, it's colorful, it's nice.
Yes, and this person clearly doesn't like it.
Well, I mean, so it stands out.
It does stand out. I have another review here.
Alrighty.
And it's again a 0 out of 10. And I'm gonna step away from the mic a little bit. It was written by Sonic Shinobi or something like that. I'm gonna offend more people.
Well, I mean, you gotta forgive our accent. Sometimes we say things wrong.
We do. Okay, so this review says, "No, God, no! Please! No! Kill me!"
Oh. I'm
that
glad.
Was the entire review.
I'm glad. See, Fortnite's just fun to hate.
It's really fun to hate.
Which sucks, but here we are.
Here we are. I have to say, I have to admit, I was a Fortnite hater before I checked it out.
Oh, yeah.
And now I'm just confused.
Well,
because, like, you know, you feel it. You feel the hate towards a game sometimes. It's just like, this is not for me.
Yeah.
But when you analyze the game and the game design, it's like, okay, this is not so bad. Or
you get
actually,
it.
Yeah, this is bad.
Yeah.
So, do you want to redeem Fortnite with some good review?
Well, you know my good review.
I found the same review.
Yeah, we both wanted to use it, so.
We both picked reviews that were written by kids.
Yes. Okay. So, my review is by Matthew. He is 11 years old.
Aw, a baby.
And he has this to say. "It's good. This game is really good. Yes, you shoot people, but just because you shoot people in a game doesn't mean you have to shoot in real life."
I'm glad he knows that.
"It's not graphic or bloody at all. You also help your teammates build structures and fly in helicopters across the map. Great game."
Well, he got it better than a lot of people out there. And he's 11.
Well, and there's no helicopters in this game.
Shh. They don't know that. If they haven't played it, they don't know that.
I mean, there's no... I can confirm.
And just because there are helicopters in the game doesn't mean you have to fly a helicopter in real life.
Exactly. I'm so glad. I'm glad he knows.
Yes.
Well, I feel like with kids, that's a lot of time what they're like, I have to convince that it's not horrible so I can play it. Yes, you shoot people, yes. But mom, I know not to shoot people.
There is no blood. I mean, duh. It's not like shooting people in real life.
And when you kill someone, they don't actually die. They get teleported out.
Exactly. I mean,
PG.
Oh, there's a lot of those reviews, too.
Oh, so many. Most of the good reviews is that.
Yes.
Most of the good reviews is little kids being like, it's not bad.
It's not, yeah, there's no blood. Why is it bad?
Why would it be bad?
Well, I have another review, a 5-star review.
Okay.
By a little kid, 13 years old, he's a little older.
Aww.
Epic Gamer 69.
Oh, he's just entering the teen years.
Oh, yeah,
and
he's
already got a 69 in his username. I'm excited. Yes. He's going far. Or she. Or they.
So, his or hers or their review says, so, things you need to know. If you don't want your kids to play, you should know that this is basically a recreation of the Hunger Games, but has no blood and it's pretty cartoonish. If one of your teammates die, you can heal them. My parents just made me sign a contract. And that's it. I'm very curious. Like, honestly.
That's how he ended it? Why did he talk about the contract? What is it?
I don't know, but I want to know more. Like, why is it like, do you have like a time limit? Or
when your teammates die, you can heal them. Also, I have to sign a contract.
Is it a contract not to heal people in real life?
Oh.
But yeah, a lot of reviews stress the fact that there is no blood and it's pretty cartoonish. So it's okay to kill people as long as there is no blood.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Just go and strangle them, I guess.
Just go and strangle them. Well, the game is more cartoonish than your regular Battle Royale.
It is.
And, well, it has a lot of things that makes it stand out. And it's free to play.
The fact that it's free, I mean, as a parent, if your kids get it, they can get it because it's free.
Yeah.
And that's cool.
You don't have to worry about it.
Yes. You only have to worry about your credit card not being stolen. I don't know, I don't have kids. But, because I saw a lot of reviews where it said, like, my kid got addicted to this and I had to take away all my credit cards and hide them because they were buying skins.
Yep.
What are skins?
What are skins? And the thing that's weird about that is it's different than regular like pay to win games, because as far as I'm aware with Fortnite, all of the things that you buy, you just buy like skins and small little power-ups maybe, but most of it is cosmetics.
Yes.
Which is wild in a play-to-win setting, because it's not pay-to-win.
A lot of people say it's not because of that, because it's like, you can only buy stuff like that. But the thing is, like, if these kids get so addicted, they are going to spend money, even if it's not for winning, it's just for the style.
Yeah. Also, like, there's people getting divorces over Fortnite.
I didn't know that. That is wild.
Yeah, there's divorces hit over Fortnite, breakups, addiction. It's a very addicting game.
I feel like Battle Royale is really addictive. The whole
concept.
The whole dynamics.
Yeah.
Yes, the whole dynamics of the game is very addictive. Because, I was playing Apex Legends.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I was playing, it was midnight, and then I realized it was 3 in the morning, and it was like, oh my god, I just, you keep trying to beat these challenges they give you, and so you get really addicted to it.
Yeah.
And with kids who have a lot less self-control, sometimes than most adults.
Yeah,
it could be a little dangerous because I mean the whole mechanics is just being frustrated when you die and then awesome rewarding experience when you win. Because when I won my first battle, I was like, yeah, I can do this forever.
I'm on top of the world. I'm doing great.
Exactly. And the thing about Fortnite is that, well, when you win, you have those stupid dances.
Well, those are... You get to choose if you want to use a dance or not.
No, but my point is that for kids, that's the thing that made it popular. Or one of the things that made it popular.
It's smug.
A little. It's like they want to win. They want to see that. That is the reward.
To be smug.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be real. I mean, it is a little.
Oh, yeah. I know.
For sure.
Yeah. And, you know, I noticed when you play, you get this feeling. I'm the kind of person who enjoys a little slower paced game. Mm-hmm. So you get pretty overwhelmed when you're thrown in an arena with 100 players and you have to kill each other and you have to build stuff. And it's like, ugh, it's so much. But when you get, like, the rhythm of it,
yeah,
you get overexcited. And I'm trying to see this as a kid playing mostly.
Because battle royales are a very adrenaline pumping, especially in Fortnite.
Exactly, because even the colors and the sounds and the characters,
yeah.
I mean, the design is great, but it's meant to make you feel like that. And when you're overexcited like that, it's like kind of like going to a casino where you have all these lights and sounds and stuff like that. And that is just built to make you spend money.
Oh, yeah. And then added to it, most battle royales don't have a build feature. Where you can build ramps, you can build walls and things like that. So yes. Then, like, for Fortnite, it's like the adrenaline, the colors, the lights, the sounds, all of it. And then you add, oh, we're fighting 50 feet in the air, building ramps and walls and maneuvering around one another. It looks like...
It's like drug for kids.
It looks like a
Your kids are high.
It's a lot.
If you want your kids to get high, just let them play Fortnite.
It's an adrenaline rush.
And all of this happens even without chatting with other people.
Oh, yeah. I've never talked to anybody while playing Fortnite. I'm not good at talking.
No, I'm not either. And I think part of the criticism is all about the community and the... average player. It is like a 13-year-old kid swearing, being mean. I think you enjoy these games if you don't talk.
Yeah.
Unless it's with friends.
Battle royales are a lot funner as a team.
I find it more interesting though when you can't directly talk.
Yes.
To your team.
Yes.
You kind of try to make yourself understand what's going on.
You gotta just kind of hope everybody is mentally on the same page.
Yeah, but it's like, okay, you point somewhere or you have to go and you have an idea, you have a plan, and someone just wanders off.
Oh yeah, there's always that one.
There's always that one.
I mean, they're in a squad but they don't know they're in a squad. They're just...
Another thing about this game is that it's not just this mode, it has a story mode.
A lot of people forget that.
Yes, but I think that this game was meant to be a product that sells.
Yeah.
Right? That makes a lot of money. There's people who don't like Battle Royale, and the thing is that you give these players an option to play something different.
Yes.
Which is still co-op, but it's not so... Well, it is kind of wild, but it's not like killing each other.
No. It's not going up against real people.
Yes. In this case, what you gotta do is, like, there's a storm and there's aliens, I think, right?
I believe so.
They're aliens.
Yeah.
And you have to fight them. And you have to build stuff. And there is a story there. And that's cool. I mean, it's actually nice to have not just that system.
Yeah.
Right? Not just Battle Royale.
Yeah, it gives options.
Which is cool.
But yes. Then at the same time, you have to pay for that option, which sucks, but I mean...
Well, we pay for worse stuff.
That is true. We have all spent money for worse. With Fortnite, where you can build and you can do all of that other stuff, it does allow you to have a more customized play style.
Yes.
Because, like, you can be a builder, you can be, like, a person who has traps.
Yes. I actually like that of Battle Royale style, is that you can actually plan a strategy.
Yeah.
And follow that strategy and change it if you want. I mean, it gives the player a lot of freedom. And that's really cool, because it's like, you don't have limits. You can just try to play it safe, or just go ahead and get yourself killed.
It really makes it a bigger deal, like, who you're going up against. Because, I mean, there are so many different options of, like, what you can experience, what you can do.
Yes. And also, there's another thing that is just luck.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's part of the excitement.
Yeah.
Right? That you're gonna play and you know you're good, or you know you're not, but it's all luck
at the end of the day. Yeah.
And I feel like this game got the balance just right, because, I mean, the gameplay is usually always about balance.
Yes.
Right? About not getting frustrated, but still getting a little frustrated, so you have... so you feel motivated to, like, play.
Yeah.
And I think they got that pretty figured out here.
Because you want to keep that new feeling. Because as soon as a PvP loses its new feeling, it's not fun anymore.
And people are still playing. Maybe it's not as popular as it was when it came out.
Right.
But people are still playing it.
Like, and we do have to give credit where credit is due. Fortnite has done a lot of good. Because, I mean, like, there's YouTubers, there's Twitch streamers whose whole career was built with Fortnite, which is wild.
It is.
Because, I mean, like, I'm a person who loves to watch playthroughs, so watching people play Fortnite is a lot more fun me than playing it.
Yes, yes. I don't like that much. I'd rather play and get addicted to it and then have a hard time and quitting.
Get a divorce. Lose your job.
But yeah. I was trying to find a review, but I can't find it. We had some really good reviews about this game written by kids.
Most of the reviews was like, this game is not violent. Quit saying it's violent. There's no blood.
Yes. And there's a few kids advising parents about how addictive the game is.
That's when you know it's bad.
I know, because it was like 11-year-old kids, or maybe a little older, but still really small kids, talking about how the game requires self-control. And it's like, the game is cool, there's no blood, you can talk to other people, and it's nice, and if you don't want your kid to talk to other people, you can just mute them. But you're gonna have a really big problem if your kid can't stop, so don't play it. And I'm like, you're 11.
Mature.
But yeah, it's very attractive. I think the whole art is really cool.
It is.
It is good. It just gets a lot more hate than it should, probably.
Yeah, it does.
But you know, that always happens with popular stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It always happens.
It always happens. People love to hate things just because it's popular, even if it is good.
Yes. Well, I admit it. When something comes out and everyone is like, oh, you should watch that, you should play that, I'm like, you know what? I'm not gonna do it.
How dare you?
But you know me.
Yeah.
How dare you tell me what to do?
How dare you think that I might like this thing?
And here I am telling people, go play games.
Well, we try to find a middle ground.
Don't be like unknown person 19 who gave it a bad review without even playing it.
Yeah. And set a timer. And when the timer goes off, stop playing it.
It's really hard. I mean,
manage your self-control. Because you can die instantly, and you're like, oh god, I just gotta do one more game. And that game could be 20 minutes, but then the next one's two, you know? So all concept of time is lost.
When I was playing Apex Legends, you have a little menu on the side when you just lose a game or something. And it's like you get points completing challenges. And it's like, okay, today you have to play 12 games. Doesn't matter if you win or you lose, you just have to play 12. And it's like, oh, you know what, I'm gonna do this. And then it's just every game, it's 20 minutes or 3 seconds. You don't know. But it's really hard to control yourself.
It's just how battle royales are set up.
Is it evil? Is it marketing? Is it pure evil? Or
it's a bit of both.
A bit of both. Yeah.
It's a bit of both. Because gamers always want good games. They always want to play games. They always want to have fun. And you can have fun in a battle royale. But the battle royales are built so that they're addictive and make you want to spend money. So it's a bit of both. It's a bit of both.
Yeah. At least it's free.
Yes. That helps. Unless you want to buy skins.
Don't let your kid buy skins. They're not worth it.
I mean, they're just costumes. Save that money for Halloween. Then they can buy a Fortnite Halloween costume and he'll be just as good.
You're right.
Yeah.
That was a good advice.
Yeah. Or a Fortnite Nerf gun.
They're gonna shoot each other.
No, they've already explained they know not to shoot people in real life.
I love that kid.
If you enjoyed this episode or have a game you'd like us to review, let us know on Twitter at Out of the Sandbox and keep up to date with new episodes each week on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
So for next week, no, I'm lying. For next week, we already have a game figured out.
Yes.
But for episode 7, we still have no idea what game we're gonna pick.
Yes. So what we're gonna do is, after you finish listening to this episode, hop over on Twitter at Out of the Sandbox and vote on our poll on what our 7th episode should be.
And next week, we are gonna be talking about Norman Reedus's butt.
Oh.
Kojima's Death Stranding.